Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
I'm so hot from just doing lots of running around right now, and you're cold.
I am freezing.
Okay, so once I cool down, I'll cool down.
Yeah, go stand outside for a second.
Well, I was running out there. This is episode 278, top of the day to you, Steph.
Mm-hmm. Oof. That's hello.
Oh, that g'day.
I mean, it could be anything, really.
Could be anything.
Or from her interpretation, but.
Do you remember Sesame Street?
Oh, gosh, that rings a bell. Yeah, of course I do. Who doesn't?
What about the Muppets?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Quiz about that later.
Oof.
Yeah. We've been watching stuff. I've been watching more than I think I've remembered to say. So I feel like in my head I've ticked it off, the list of things to talk about, but maybe I
haven't.
Haven't. Or maybe I have. So if I have.
Golly.
Apologize, but I'll be going through a few.
Look, it'll be a ride for everyone because it's usually halfway through when you say something. I'm
Hang on a second. Yeah. And you also have been watching things.
I've got a lot.
Oh, no.
I'm
going to be so busy.
But
yes.
Some of my things are not current. So I can just let them slide for this week and get to the important stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Indubitably. I mean, indubitably. Well, let's kick off with the news. A bit of kerfuffle on the day that we were recording this, which is, what day is it today?
It is Monday.
Monday. I thought it was Tuesday, but it's not. It's Monday.
It's because it's usually Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. We usually record on Tuesday. And Netflix's Love is Blind was supposed to have a live reunion special, and it didn't happen. Problems. I don't know what the problem
Technical
was.
Technical issues on Netflix.
I know. Half. And then they had to keep like tweeting about it. One of them was to everyone who stayed up late, woke up early, gave up their Sunday afternoon, excuse me, it's Monday. We are incredibly sorry that Love is Blind live reunion did not turn out as we had planned. We're filming it now and we'll have it out on Netflix as soon as humanly possible. And then they tweeted a 5 hours later. 4 hours, sorry. Love is Blind, the reunion will be available globally, 12 p.m. PT, which is Pacific time in the US, 17th. So it's already out by the time we record this, but people were not happy.
People were not happy. I really liked Vanessa Lachey's, is that how you pronounce it, Lachey's?
Yeah.
Her Instagram. She went on Instagram and she was like, this is so 2023.
It is, actually.
Like it is.
It really is,
Like people getting cranky.
About a crappy reality TV show.
And that technology didn't work. I mean, for goodness sake, has technology ever worked when you wanted it to work?
Look, if I ever can use outside broadcasts as an indication, something goes wrong every single time and it's always something different.
Yeah.
Look, if
everyone in the world got a dollar for every time technology didn't work during lockdown and we had to Zoom,
so
no one would even care about inflation because we'd be so rich.
That's
we'd be
so
like,
good.
Interest rates, whatever.
What are they?
I'm living off my technical issues.
Technical issue this. Oh, that's so funny. I read that The Last of Us showrunner, Craig Mazin, has had a chat a little bit about season two.
Just a little chat.
Just in that, yes, but he wouldn't give any information except that it's still
wouldn't.
In script mode. But there was an interesting half a sentence, and I'm just going to read the half a sentence. He hopes the series will be around for a while. That indicates more than a second season.
Well, yeah.
So that also could potentially mean, would the second game be broken up into two series? So you get season two and three from the second game. Or will it end up being like Game of Thrones and go ahead of the books, or which are in this case games?
Or option C.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's been so successful that they'd be like,
bring it.
How do we get more?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think you're probably spot on with that one.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
I was talking about George R. R. Martin, wasn't I? A little bit.
Just a little.
He didn't want the Game of Thrones spin-off that was announced, I think it was last week, maybe.
Yeah.
He didn't want the, so it's going to be called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. He didn't want it to sound like Beavis and Butthead. And you might be like,
what?
Hang on a second, that doesn't sound anything like Beavis and Butthead. Because many fans refer to this story
yes.
as Dunk and Egg. Dunk and Egg, so yeah. Beavis and Butthead. I can kind of see what he's talking about, you know, because it could have been called.
He's worrying unnecessarily. He's
a bit too much worrying, but this was on his latest blog. He said, it will not be called Takes of Dunk and Egg or The Adventures of Dunk and Egg or Dunk and Egg. It will be called, or at least the working title at the moment, is A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight.
That sounds to me as though he's just starting to lose a little bit of power over it.
Yeah.
And he's exerting it by just saying, what
title?
What can I change to annoy them?
Mm.
But it's not going to change the
story.
It's not
going to change anything.
It'll change the title.
Change the title. Yeah. He also referred to as Laverne and Shirley, Abbott and Costello. It just doesn't. It doesn't ring true, but I don't think that's what people are thinking.
Oh, mate.
But you're right. I think you're spot on. You've been spot on with two of them.
Oh, I am all over this.
Word. You sent me a story that interested you earlier today, and it was about Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes.
Season 13 reunion, and Melissa says it will be different. Than usual ones. Now, they've done so many different versions. So you've got your normal reunion, you've got your reunion where someone refuses to be there.
Oh,
yeah. And then you've also got your reunion on Zoom.
Yes. I don't think she's implying that the format is going to be different.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think she's saying that her sister-in-law, Teresa Giudice, mm-hmm. who they've had a big beef ever since.
I looked her up recently, yeah. Teresa. She looks anything like she used to.
No.
She's really had so much work done.
She had a lot done.
It's
but
like
she didn't for
scary.
Years. And then
suddenly, I'm just going to go all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to make it subtle.
No.
I'm going to make it as obvious as possible.
Like it doesn't look like it can move properly anymore.
Have you had a look? I'm really side noting, but do you remember the Million Dollar Matchmaker or such? She was called something like that.
Oh, Patty.
Patty someone?
Yeah.
Have a look at her. She's had a lot of work.
I could imagine she would.
Yeah. Anyway, why is this reunion going to be different?
I think because what's happened in this season is Teresa and Melissa Giudice have always had family beef there, but there's actually been a really big divide
okay.
where they've just stepped aside and they're now calling Teresa on a lot of stuff, calling her on lies that she has told, blatant lies, which when I think about it is not the first time that she's done it. So
did
I wonder
go to jail?
What will actually, she did, but her husband did it and she was a pawn in it.
She was like an accessory to whatever
so she
it was.
Went to jail. But Teresa has spread rumors about her sister-in-law in the past.
Okay.
And I think it all stemmed from her being quite jealous that the sister-in-law got
more
a contract on the show because she wasn't the original housewife.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's that, and I think they're just going to call her on it. But a really funny thing I saw on Instagram today. So this is a stupid, stupid
I love
story
stupid
line,
funny things.
But I'll let you know anyway. Teresa Giudice and her brother decided they were going to go into business together.
Okay. Is this ages ago or recently?
No, recent. This is part of this season.
Oh, okay.
They were going to do something with pizza.
Right.
Pizza
yep.
boxes,
people like
whatever.
Pizza. Yeah, yep. Perfect.
Teresa Giudice's now husband, but back then fiance, put in quite a lot of money into the investment.
Okay.
He then essentially wrote the brother out of the business deal.
Probably wouldn't have gone down
even
too
though
well.
He had it was his idea. Whatever.
Okay.
Everyone's got issues.
All right.
And then the brother found out that Teresa and her daughters had done a photo shoot and gotten all these pizza boxes and these pizza ovens, all of that. Anyway, someone on the internet was able to get these pizza boxes and put it on Instagram saying, I've got them. A completely different housewife immediately DM'd stranger and was like, I'll buy them off
I'm
you.
I'm going to need them.
And apparently she's going to bring these pizza boxes as evidence
hilarious.
To the reunion.
I love that now, there's pizza boxes as evidence.
Does that beat
the reality show?
Oh,
it's not even about pizza.
Does that beat the Notorious Bunny as a present that
Oh, yeah,
Keith
remember you telling
Richards
me about that.
Brought.
It is so dumb.
So I'm quite looking forward to this. Apparently it films.
Mm-hmm. I think this week?
This week.
Okay.
Possibly great. Friday.
Oh.
So let's get ready for pizza boxes. Can't wait for a little bit of stupid drama.
Well, obviously, when the show comes out, when that episode comes yes. out, you've got to have a pizza night and watch it. Like, you have to, right?
Yeah.
You just have to.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be so fun.
I mean, pizza's just fun anyway.
Pizza is the best. But no wonder they were fighting over it.
Never knew pizza boxes were as exciting. It's so cool. I was always interested in what's inside.
Inside.
Oh, my
remember
gosh.
When they brought the little plastic, like, table-looking
yeah,
things?
Yeah, that's right. That they yeah. Game changer.
Game changer. Now, who did that first?
I don't know, but someone's going to claim it. And then when that person claims it, we'll be like, yeah, okay, whatever. Mm. Nicholas Holt is yes. an English actor, been in heaps of stuff. I'm trying to think the first thing I saw him in was probably About a Boy with Hugh Grant yes. and Toni Collette. Sorry, and our Toni Collette.
Wow.
I think she's great.
I love her.
A massive sidetrack, but she is.
I'm desperate to watch her phenomenal. Mafia Mama.
Honestly, yeah. anything she's in.
She's fantastic.
She's so good. Like, remember her in, what was the one? Tara.
States of Tara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean.
Fabulous.
She played it kind of like Tatiana Maslany, really. Yeah, like playing completely different characters.
Yeah.
As alter the same, egos. The same person. And then, my gosh. Yeah, yeah, alter egos. Yeah.
And she played our Muriel.
She's our Muriel. Yeah. Tell her she's straight. No, that's the castle.
Mm-hmm.
You're terrible, Muriel. Beautiful. Pauper spit. Anyway, Nicholas Holt
yes.
is not Toni Collette, but he knows her. Or he has known her. He may, I don't know.
They may not have each other's number anymore.
Probably not. But that's okay. If they saw each other in awards night, they'd probably go, hi, how's it going?
They can play 6 degrees separation.
Definitely,
quite easily,
definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in this new thing called Renfield. But because he's in that, they've been doing a bit of the publicity rounds, and I thought this was interesting because he was talking about stuff that he didn't get, and I really like hearing about parts that
yes.
didn't go to
yes.
other or went to people and they put, you know, said no and then
yep.
came back. So he wanted to be Batman in The Batman, which Robert Pattinson ended up being. He wanted to be in Top Gun.
I would say he'd be better.
He'd be good, wouldn't he? But Robert Pattinson is a great brooder.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really like him.
I think I've only seen him in, I think it was the second last Twilight movie.
I've only seen the second Twilight, and I didn't like it. So
okay.
I
yeah, right. So we've tainted him with
no.
the Twilight
Wasn't
brush.
Wasn't he in Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah, he was too. But
okay, he
was
just
like...
went up a little step.
Okay.
But still, I'd be interested to see Nicholas Holt as Batman.
Yeah. I mean, never say never. 452,000 people have been Batman so far, right? I think I've
that
been.
Is a
I didn't even
very
know.
Very valid point you make.
I wasn't even aware that I was, but I was. He also wanted to be in Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, he's just throwing it
didn't
out there.
Didn't get it.
Well, okay. I know you know Toni Collette and Hugh Grant, but can you go for all the big parts? Are you that caliber?
Maybe.
Or is he just putting it out there?
Maybe.
You know, put
he's
it out in the universe
there.
And things will happen.
Well, I think you're right because he did screen test for that Top Gun film. And he didn't get it. But then he got a call from Tom Cruise and Tom said, hey, how about Mission Impossible?
Ooh.
So
he put it. He
were
put
right.
it out there
once again. You've said the
oh
correct
God,
thing.
I'm with it today,
you're so good. One last story before we get into our watching suggestions. Oh, man, I haven't checked in with the Connors for a long time. We used to watch Roseanne back in the day.
The Connors. I was really hoping they were the Connors you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Happy days are here again. Becky has a new love interest.
Oh,
no, it's good.
What
it's played by? Sean Astin.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
What
I had a lot of time
Mark?
For that.
I haven't watched it in so long.
Well, Mark actually, the actor who played Mark passed away in the early 2000s. Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah.
that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I can't remember how they addressed that in The Connors.
Maybe
I can't remember that.
Away.
Maybe he did. I only watched the
gosh,
first comeback season.
He was still young.
Yeah, he probably, what, early 30s maybe?
Whoa.
By then? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Things you learn.
But Sean Astin is definitely the new love interest.
Like that.
And what I like, I mean, I like him. He's just cool.
Mm.
But even though he looks older, he's a bit bigger, obviously, than he was when he was in the Goonies. But you can still tell 100%.
Yeah.
You glance at that purse, that face, and you go, oh.
The Goonies.
Yeah, they're in the Goonies. Sean Astin.
Bloody love that movie.
You know, there's a real, a real defining, maybe like not just personality characteristic, but also age.
Yes.
Where you go, where'd you know Sean Astin from?
yeah.
Some people would say, obviously, the Goonies.
The Goonies.
Others would say, Lord of the Rings.
True.
And then you might get someone who might go, Stranger Things, because he was in season two, wasn't he, or three, two?
Well, what, they're,
yeah, they're,
are they millennials or are they?
No, I think they're
Gen X,
X's.
Y, Z.
I think they're X's. No, no. Zeds. They're Zeds. They're Zeds.
They're Zeds.
They're the Zeds. X's would be Goonies,
yeah,
and Lord of the Rings. Mm. Millennials would be Lord of the Rings.
Mm. And whose opinion matters the most?
Mine. I now know him as from the Connors.
Goonies and Roseanne.
That's my taste and I'm sticking to it. It's now time for some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So I have been slowly watching, because you can't watch it quickly, they only release it weekly, Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
What, I think there's one more episode. I've got my theories as to what's going to happen, but, yeah, there's been some quiet, slow starts to this season, like what's going on, who is the main character here? It seems feels different. But things are sort of wrapping up and I have a feeling we're going to be shocked.
Ooh.
And then be like, oh, my God, we need the next season for revenge.
I think you need to get Mick on.
Oh.
Because Mick,
yeah,
he replied the other day, just, I think he wrote just Mandalorian. I thought, yep, he's in. He's in.
Oh, I like my Star Wars and I do like Mandalorian. It's really fun to watch. It's got like this nice, the music is amazing.
Mm.
It's like Star Wars but like old spaghetti Western music.
Ooh,
so
fun.
Good. So good. Yeah, so that's really good. And then I think we have to wait till, was it August? Oh, I can't remember that Ahsoka was coming.
I don't know. Remember.
Rosario Dawson, hurry up. Hurry up.
She's trying really hard.
I know.
She'll just keep her releasing photographs of herself.
She's like, I've already filmed it. Leave me alone. I'm not the editor.
I'm done. Oh, I'm
okay.
Done my bit.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That makes sense. What have you been watching?
I've been watching Tiny Beautiful Things.
Oh, I heard about this.
Have you?
Yeah.
I just found it on Disney Plus and I thought, oh, I'm going to give that a go. So it's starring Catherine Hahn. Now, you will know Catherine Hahn from a million different things.
Angry Mums.
No, Bad Mums.
No, Bad Mums.
Glass Onion.
Yep, yep.
She's been in Central Park.
She was in
WandaVision.
Yeah, WandaVision.
She's been in so much stuff. Now, this is a really beautiful story. I know beautiful's in the title, but it's a really beautiful story. If you want to watch something that is a wonderful story, few moments that are tearjerkers.
Oh, really? A bit funny or not?
Oh, look, there are probably
lighter
bits that
moments.
You go, oh, yeah, okay. But it's not super – it is a bit super heavy, actually, but not depressing.
Yeah, I get you.
But it's a great story about – a person's life and how much it can actually, the roller coaster that people can go on. So the premise is that a woman whose life is essentially just falling to pieces. She's
just a mess.
Just failing. Yeah, mess. That's the perfect description
right.
of her. She steps into a really revered advice columnist role, not because she wants to, but because it kind of gets handed to her.
Kind of like and, that Dead to Me with
the
obituaries. Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't really want to do it, but it sort of fell in her lap. And I think it was a bit sort of therapeutic, cathartic for her to do it.
Yeah.
And she is a writer, so it's perfect for her. But it's based on a book and one of the executive producers is Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, hello.
Now,
yeah, okay.
We all know if Reese touches anything over the years, she turns it to gold.
She's a good producer. She knows. Amazing. She knows what's good.
She knows what's really good. And she always goes for books.
Yeah.
Really good books. Anyway, it's when you're watching it, it actually consumes every part of you.
Really? So you don't have your phone?
No, you pick it up. You pick your phone up because, hello, we're humans in 2023. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we do. And you find yourself, you go, oh, I've just missed something. And you put your phone down and rewind it and watch it again.
Interesting.
And even when you're not watching it, it sticks with you in your head and you're thinking about it and you're wondering about the characters. And the big part of this show is it continually jumps in timeline. I know you mentioned that a lot and we've talked about like sepia tone on that. There's none of that. It's actually different actors just to indicate time change.
Oh, that's easy then. Yeah.
But it is a really wonderful way of connecting these moments in her life as to what bit of mess she's going through at the moment and how she's trying to work through them to become a better person.
So she's giving herself advice.
She is, absolutely. And in the advice columns that she's writing, she will often talk about her actual experiences.
Interesting.
Anyway, as it goes on.
She's like a dolly
this
doctor.
Now column is just going like wildfire.
Yeah, because it's from the heart.
It's from the heart. Yeah, that's exactly it. Actual, it's a beautiful show.
Do you think it's a limited series or do you think there's potential for a second season? What do you reckon?
I think if it was a limited series, it would be a great piece of work. Within itself.
Okay.
And that's all it needs to be. I'm sure there's space for it because they're really clever these days at extending the story into a totally different avenue than what it started with.
Did you read that? Oh, what was it called? Little Big Lies. Did you read that book?
Yes.
So was the second season an extension as well or was that part of the book? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big Little Lies was finished at the
At the end.
The night.
Yeah.
at the end.
Yeah, at the end. I just don't want to give away too much. Yeah, okay. So it could be like The Last of Us.
It absolutely could. I'd be interested to see how successful it, because I haven't looked at ratings or anything like that.
But it's got Catherine in it. So I'm wondering if because it was on Disney here, it's probably in the star section. So if you're listening in the US, it'd be Hulu, right?
Yes.
It'd be a Hulu. Or a Holo thing.
A Holo.
Oh, that sounds really good. Maybe I should watch that one because I've been doing a lot of watching and I feel like now I'm kind of looking around looking for stuff.
Oh, definitely do it because I think this is, for me, it felt like a circuit breaker.
Oh, okay.
From
interesting.
The different things I was watching.
Yeah, it was
watching.
A refresher.
It was a refresher I really enjoyed it. And it's only maybe 10 episodes or something. Yeah, and the episodes are short.
Oh, really? So not an hour?
No, maybe 25, 30 minutes.
Oh, great.
So you get through them and you can
you end up watching
easily
too.
Just watch more and more.
Yeah. I watched a movie on Stan called The Portable Door. It's an English, but it's an Australian thing. It's got Patrick Gibson is the main character in it, along with Sophie Wilde. They're amazing. Damon Herriman's in it, but also Sam Neill and a whole heap of other people. Miranda Otto, like it's just people everywhere. Rachel House is in it.
Yes.
Yeah, all these really cool people. And it's about this so this character, Paul, he stumbles accidentally upon a job at a place where he's an intern, but he doesn't actually know what the business does, the company, no idea whatsoever.
Yeah.
And in the end, there's some strange comings and goings in this place and things are all maybe not what they seem and there's a little bit of mystic to it. And then he realizes, well, he's been told that he's got special power. So he has to go and find the portable door. It's somewhere in the building.
Ooh.
So he's trying to find this door.
Now, is it appropriate for a whole family?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Maybe some slightly scary bits if you're a bit young.
Okay.
But I reckon if you're 8 up,
you can sit down and watch it.
Yeah. And these actors are having so much fun. Sam Neill is having the best time. It's really, really good fun, and I recommend it. I watched it because sometimes I watch movies in 2 or 3 goes.
Yeah.
I watched it all in one go.
Nice.
Yeah, I watched it all in one go. It was a really good one. What else have you been watching?
Okay. I've got one specially for you. and it's only for you because I think you might be the only person.
I'm the
person
only one
who
would want to watch this. Okay, yes. Great. So it's made just for you and I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I would hazard a guess that you might have actually already seen it, but you've been asking for this. You have been wanting this for ages. I found The Real World on Netflix.
What? A new one?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, please tell me they're the old episodes. I don't care. Whatever. Just tell me the story.
See, I told you you'd like it. There's two seasons. One is season 12 and the other is season 28.
What?
I don't know.
That is so weird.
No, no. Anyway, season 12 is so The Real 12? World, Las Vegas.
Oh.
I we would have watched that one. Yeah, that you we would have watched seen it. Watching it now as an adult and not someone
really bad.
Who was younger.
Are they horrible?
The way they introduce themselves is so cringeworthy that I was like, oh, don't say that. So you, oh, you said it and you're proud of it.
Because season 12, right, season 12, they have gotten, they've got the rhythm of yes. that show going. Season yeah. one was the one where no yeah. one knew what was going yeah. on. Season two, they realised it was a big success, so they put it in LA. There were lots mm-hmm. of like actor wannabes yeah. and stuff. And then, you know, season three upwards, they're in the rhythm.
This
so
one, 12, they're in the rhythm.
Oh, I'm going to watch
are
it.
They season 28? Are being I'm assuming they're being hosted. Yeah. But they're staying in the Palms.
Yeah, right, okay.
And George Maloof has invited this. Them to dinner in like episode two.
Yeah, okay, well, you there know, you go. Hi, no ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that's just for you. But for everybody else, my okay. watching suggestion... I know no one else
so
is going to watch
so
Real
good.
World season 12. Unless you want to watch the first episode when they introduce yourselves and just
good.
Go through the cringe
yeah,
that I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I watched Ticket to Paradise. I'm going to give you their two big names.
Did I watch this?
I don't think so. George Clooney.
I watched
Julia
it.
Roberts.
I watched it on the aeroplane.
Oh, did you?
I watched it on the aeroplane.
Can you get yes. any better than George Clooney and Julia Roberts? I mean, George Clooney speaks fluent Italian in bits of it. It's like, of course he does.
Yeah, of course he does.
Lives in Lake Como.
Yeah, right.
But they are amazing, those two.
Yeah, I forgot
and it
about
just makes
this.
You feel like Danny Ocean
yeah.
and Mrs. Ocean.
And lady.
Mrs. Ocean. I just live in a different part of their life.
Yeah,
you know, they've moved on.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're not.
And they hate each other.
They hate each other. It is so funny. It's
oh,
lighthearted. It's fun.
Daughter, right?
So their daughter.
Daughter's getting married in Bali, of all
yeah.
places.
So she went on what we would call her schoolies.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
Maybe gap year? No, it was a schoolies.
She finished
it was
uni.
Before, yeah.
No,
yeah.
it was after
no,
uni.
It was,
she just graduated as a lawyer.
To be a lawyer, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, she did schoolies at the end,
okay.
which technically
it's
makes
a
her
thing.
A toolie. But
yeah.
she went to Bali with a friend and
yeah.
met someone, fell
yeah.
in love,
yeah.
and 3 weeks
yeah.
later
yeah.
she's getting married.
Yep.
The parents, who divorced probably
years
20 years
yeah.
ago, hate each other
we'll not speak
with every
to each
fiber
other.
Of their body, and they go to Bali to try
yeah.
and split up the wedding.
Yeah.
I mean – the premise is there.
Tales as old as time.
Yeah.
Yet another example of people just having so much fun being in stuff together.
Oh, my goodness.
They just loved it.
They just
they absolutely
loved
it. It was their favourite.
They
yeah.
absolutely loved it. And you know what was really, really good? In the credits, they had a blooper reel.
Yeah, that was good. I stayed to watch that
yep.
too. I thought that it was the kind of film that if you went to see it at the movies, you'd be like, that was a bit of fun.
Yes.
That's a bit
yeah.
of fun.
That's what you want to see at the movies, you
just
know.
Have a bit of fun.
If you're not an action person, if you're not into Marvel, you go to the movies just for light entertainment.
Light entertainment and
so
Star Wars.
You want to get your popcorn and Star Wars.
And season one of The Real World.
Season one of The Real
only
World.
Screened in cinemas. I would go for that.
You'd be the only one. No, there'd
I'd
be a lot
there.
Of people who would buy tickets not knowing what it is.
And like, what's this?
What is
Must
this?
Must be an art movie. It's not at the Dendy, though. I don't understand.
I don't get this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you did say it was light. It's very, very light. It's almost got Mamma Mia vibes to it.
Yeah, but is that almost because it's kind of tropical? Yeah, holiday-ish? Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, they don't break out into song.
No, they don't.
Get Liam wrong
No.
But it's good that way. Their daughter is played by Caitlin.
Yeah,
Dever.
She's a great actor,
and you would know her.
Oh, yeah,
you
know her face. She was in that.
She was in that
movie, Booksmart.
Yes, and she was in that. I think it was Netflix special called Unbelievable.
Oh yeah,
about the rape victims, and she was phenomenal in that.
Oh, wow, we really said two completely different sorts of
very different.
She was also a fan favorite for getting the role of Ellie in The Last of Us.
But
she'd
see
be a bit
that.
Old though.
But she looks she's like 16. Little.
She is young. Yeah, you're right. She was. I don't know if she was close in the world of Twitter.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Oh, yeah. Ticket to Paradise. Isn't that funny? I was like, have I seen that? You were like, no, I wouldn't think
no,
so.
No, you haven't.
Oh, it's so funny. Let's have a quiz.
Oh, yeah.
What colour are these Muppets?
You just like hit me in the heart with stress.
Okay, here we go. It's not either or, it's just pick.
Muppets or Sesame Street?
Muppets, not Sesame Street.
Oh, golly.
No, you're okay. It's time to something or other. It's time to get things started on the Muppet Show tonight. Fozzie.
Kind of orangey brown?
Correct. Animal.
Brown. Reddy brown?
Red and orange. Red hair, orange.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what? I'm gonna throw one in from Sesame Street. Bert. What was his skin colour?
Bert's the long skinny one. Yellow.
Yeah, yellow, correct. All right, we're going back. Gonzo. Do you remember Gonzo?
Yeah, he was kind of like purpley, bluey grey.
Yeah, but of a bit of a bluey grey. Yeah. Slimy.
Ooh.
Do you remember Slimy?
No.
Oscar the Grouch's friend who's a worm?
Like peach colour?
Sort of. Orange and yellow. Yeah.
It's a lot of orange going on.
I know, right? I didn't realise. Finally.
Miss Piggy. Pink.
Swedish Chef. You can freaking make a nugget.
Well, wore a white coat.
Yeah, you just kind of have
pink
felt. Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't much of it.
Yeah,
didn't see much of it.
No,
really.
No. Well done.
Thank you.
All except for Slimy, I'd say. Peach was close.
I don't remember Slimy still.
Really, I remember Slimy. He's one and only
wasn't
friend.
Was Oscar the Grouch in Sesame Street?
Oh, he was too. Yeah, he wasn't in the Muppets, was he? I got so sidetracked.
You got really sidetracked. You loved Oscar.
I loved Oscar.
Yeah.
And Ernie, or was it Bert? No, I loved Bert.
No, you loved Ernie.
Was it Ernie?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I loved Mr. Snuffleupagus with his eyelashes. My daughter now watches it and goes, why is he so sad? I'm like, he's not sad. He's just got beautiful eyelashes.
Wait till she finds out Eeyore.
I know.
From Winnie the Pooh. One of my favourites. Why do I like so sad people? Look, I think that was great. But I can smell our beef casserole and mashed potatoes, so I think it's time to stop this and say, on that note, thank you very much.
Bon appétit.